In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, the 19th of September. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. In the land of economic news this week, Janet Yellen is queen. Not, to be clear, because the Fed is likely to raise rates after its two-day meeting wraps up tomorrow and Wednesday. It's not, just a hint. But it is because of how those low interest rates continue to play out throughout this economy. What some might call a boring area of the stock market is having quite a year. Talking about income stocks here, typically less flashy companies that do things like provide electricity and sell paper towels. They don't get all the buzz of, say, the flashy new tech companies, but what they do is pay steady and consistent dividends. And right now, stocks like that are much in demand because, follow the chain here, of the Fed. From New York, Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
Quick refresher if you need it. There are a couple ways a stock can make you money. It can go up in value, and it can pay you quarterly dividends, a share of profits the company pays out to shareholders. That regular income stream makes those stocks really attractive right now.
Interest rates in the bond market are relatively low, and so I think people are looking for an alternative.
Former Fed economist Ann Owen is a professor at Hamilton College.
These type of stocks that generate consistent dividends are an alternative.
Older investors in particular count on bonds for income. Frustration with low yields pushed them towards investments offering rich dividends. Thomson Reuters Lipper data show funds focused on income stocks with net inflows of nearly $10.2 billion through mid-September of this year. But a move away from safer bonds means trade-offs. Daniel Egan is director of behavioral finance and investing at Betterment.
It's an attempt to feel safe because you've got these flows of income coming in while actually exposing yourself to more risk.
Like a drop in value. And there are some signs the big run for these income stocks won't last. Tom Rosine heads research services at Lipper.
Because so many people have been flocking towards these dividend payers, they are actually have been bid up and have become a little bit rich in price. And I think that's concerned a lot of investors as well.
Big price drops in these stocks could wallop investors who've been chasing those meaty dividends. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.